This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody involved in helping in the coronavirus effort as well, keeping us free and safe. And to the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, all the roughnecks, and everybody working in the oil industry, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook site. Go over there, like the page, follow us along, and get in the chat room, and you can chat with us on the radio. Joining us right now from the Underground USA podcast, we got our buddy Frank Silvato. I didn't say it, did I?
No, you didn't.
I came close, though. I came close. All right, let's say the pledge and get going. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to
the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we have got and I got to get this in there for the local people where I'm at right now. We've had a National Weather Service advisory come in our local stations down here that we're on in the Tampa Bay area. We've got a severe thunderstorm warning right now. Citrus County on down through all the way down here to Pinellas County to Hillsborough County. That's going to be extended. Looks like it's going to be going on down further south as this system that's coming across. We've got winds possibly 40 miles an hour. There may be a hazard. There's a possibility of a tornado mixed up in all this. Now, you said you saw this yesterday and you saw a tornado form. Is that right?
Yeah, it came through here. It came through quick, but it was pretty vicious. And as I was driving down to go to an appointment, I watched the circulation happen. I saw the rotation, and all of a sudden it was there. And we had to turn around and drive the other direction. So it's a serious front that's coming through. It's no joke.
Yeah, and they had one in Adel, Georgia yesterday. Our friend James, the expert paper locator up there, told us about that. So there you go. And there are some warnings here, and the warning goes until 5:30 a.m., so Eastern time. So let's talk a little bit about what happened yesterday. We obviously had the $484 bill to aid small businesses and hospitals and to boost virus testing to boot and all that stuff, and the only Democrat to vote against this was AOC.
Well, AOC wants everything to crash. You saw what she said about the oil index.
Yep.
She was loving it. She was hoping for it. She wanted it to happen.
Yep.
You know, whenever someone's rooting against people to succeed, they're not necessarily a good steward of the public trust. So I hope people up there in the Bronx get rid of this idiot.
Yeah, I hope they do, because she's going to have her district gerrymandered out from underneath her, and that's going to help, but it's not going to be till like next year when they have to do it after the census that they're taking. Now, the other thing is today we've got a lot of different activities going on. Reopen America rallies, Wisconsin, South Carolina. The biggest one is probably going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the mayor of Las Vegas is getting involved in this one because she's having a riff with the governor who doesn't want to open the state. And Las Vegas is a ghost town. No casinos, no hotels. All those people are out of work.
You know, one of the false narratives that the left is pushing about these rallies is that these people want everything to open up business as usual, just like it was before, jam everybody into the buses and the subways and get everybody flocking back to the bars at happy hour on Friday night. That is not what these people are saying at all. What they're saying is the government has overstepped their bounds by enforcing quarantines. They've overstepped their bounds by violating the First Amendment about freedom of assembly. And a couple of this is freedom of redress of government. Nothing is going to be the same as it was before this whole thing happened. Immediately, there's going to be a lot of distancing. But if we just do what mom taught us to do when we were growing up, wash your hands, cover your mouth when you sneeze or cough, and be respectful of people's distance, we're going to be fine. So don't fall for the narrative that the left is trying to shop here.
All right, and hang on a minute. I got to do this again. Now we have a tornado warning, folks, from my local area. My station's AM 860, The Answer, FM 93.7, in the Pasco County area as well as Pinellas County area until 5:30 a.m. Also, Hillsborough County, a tornado warning. This is an active tornado warning for what they believe is a tornado headed in this direction. So be very careful and keep your eyes in the sky, and whatever you do, I'm sure I can't even tell what it's doing outside yet because I got my shades closed here, but I might have to take a peek during the break and see what's going on here. And we've been go ahead.
Yeah. Remember, this thing, tornado watch, is conditions are right. Tornado warning, one's been sighted.
Yep, and I don't know where it's at yet, but I'm about to find out here in just a couple minutes as I do some switching around here. So there you go. Now, the other thing is, Frank, we've had the Chinese, again, up to their old tricks. The masks aren't working. The test kits aren't working. They're flooding the world markets with this stuff. They're getting money. Nothing's working. What do we do now? And hold that thought, because we'll have to talk about when we come back from the break. All right, Frank Silvano, the host of the Underground USA podcast, and also writes some great articles over there, Underground USA. Find him on Facebook. And I will be right back with more right after these messages. Kathy, take us to break, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends over at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan's got three locations, and then they've got the Acura dealership, too. Let me tell you, for you folks here in Tampa, you're missing the boat if you haven't been over to try the service over at Moss Nissan at 11001 North Florida Avenue and Moss Acura, too. Now, here's why. If you're a veteran, active duty military, a first responder, active or retired, a church pastor, or a military family member, you get 15% off on your service when you get your vehicle serviced at Moss Nissan or Moss Acura. No ifs, ands, or buts. Guess what? You serve, you save. Want to buy a new or certified pre-owned vehicle? You get a great discount on that, too. And by the way, if you go there buying a car and tell them the captain sent you, it's $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. Tell them right off the bat so they know, and you'll know you're going to get your $500 off whatever's going on. Now, the service department at Moss Nissan is second to nobody's. They've got great mechanics there, great environment. Everything is kept clean and neat, and that's the way it should be in this day and age in which we're living in. So take the time now to get your vehicle serviced, because gasoline is getting cheap and cheaper and getting cheaper. And I'll tell you something, each Moss Nissan dealership scrubbed from stem to stern, and by far, they are the best at what they do, and I've done business with a lot of dealerships and bought a lot of vehicles, and they are numero uno in my book. Newport Richey, 1954. Crystal River, U.S. 19. North Florida Avenue, 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa for Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It's going to save you more money. All right, Frank Silvato, our good friend from the Underground USA podcast. Now, Frank, China, and this isn't their first rodeo, they're screwing, blowing, and tattooing a bunch of people with these masks that aren't worth the powder to you-know-what, and test kits, and they're just flooding the world market. They're making money, but their stuff doesn't work.
Well, let's look at this from the 30,000-foot view. This is a country that manipulates its currency to its own benefit against other people's currencies. They don't play well with trade. They steal other countries' intellectual property. They were irresponsible with this virus outbreak. They lied to the world community about the possibility of expansion and the numbers that they had. And they're making defective products when they should be vigilant about it now, especially. All these things aren't a coincidence. We have to start believing that this is a concerted effort on their part to do harm to the world economy and especially to the United States.
Exactly.
After the trade agreement. Now, in that trade agreement, there was a clause about pandemic and acts of God that would allow them not to have to reach the levels of purchasing that they were supposed to with American products.
Right.
Does that have something to do with it? Probably does.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, from this day forward, any American who buys anything that's made in China is a lunatic.
I have been looking at everything that I bought the last about 3 weeks or so very closely, and I look to see if it says made in USA or made in France or whatever, but if it says China, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, and be careful with the products that are made in Vietnam, because
yeah.
The importer and exporter, Chinese import-exporter people in Vietnam are re-tagging Chinese goods to say made in Vietnam in order to beat tariffs.
Yep. Now, the other thing that's going on right now, Frank, is the fact that the vice president yesterday came out and said that 16 states have submitted reopening plans to his coronavirus commission or whatever the heck they call that thing that he's in charge of. And they're all red states, every one of them, not a single blue state. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, and imagine this, the states with that are screaming for more federal money and also condemning the president's response are all blue states.
Yeah. You need to have more money. Yeah. I heard Cuomo say that. I just wanted to reach out and just slap him.
Yeah, with the exception of Northam up there in Virginia, who might as well be a Democrat anyway.
Northam is.
Or I mean, the guy from Maryland.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's a Republican, head of the Governor's Association, and he sounds like Cuomo or Pritzker.
Yeah, and he went and bought a bunch of stuff from China. I wonder if his stuff was defective.
Well, I'm sure that will be Trump's fault, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out of every chaos, there's an opportunity. We've been talking for years about how the federal government has overstepped their bounds onto the purview of the states.
Right.
We finally have a president that says, you know what, the states have to take the lead on these things. The state apparatus knows best what their populations need and how they're affected, so we'll support the states and help this. You would think the states would be grabbing as much power back from the federal government as possible. The red states are trying. The blue states just want to stay underneath the nanny state. People need to understand this in November.
Yeah, and the other thing is, Frank, if they talk about, well, we don't have the money and we don't... Of course you don't. People have moved out of your state in droves because they want to get the hell out from underneath all your high taxes. And I'm starting with New York because I know from firsthand experience.
Yeah, and the draconian laws that these people pass in their state capitals. I mean, why is Chicago hurting? Well, they've robbed their treasury because they pay exorbitant pensions. And when I say exorbitant, I mean exorbitant. The whole state's income can't take care of pensions coming out of Chicago.
I'm going to back up, and I'm going to agree with you, but I'm going to expound on what you just said. I believe from the get-go this has been a man-made deal, whether intentional or unintentional, by the Chinese to inflict as much damage as they could on the Western world, including the United States, to do all of the stuff that you just said about the treaty and the pandemic and the other stuff. It's too obvious what's going on with that. But I also believe that when the Chinese were sending people out of Wuhan, where they knew they had the problem, and I understand it was some 30 or 40,000 people traveled over the course of 2 or 3 weeks all over the world and probably passed this virus on to places like Europe where they've got these unbelievable numbers they had. Thank God the president stopped and shut things down as quickly as he did, because if he hadn't, we would have had a huge, horrible problem in this country.
Let's look at it from a statistical point of view. If China loses 2, 3, 4 million people because of this virus, it's a drop in the bucket for their population, and they're not the greatest defenders of human life over there. They've got a billion people. So to be able to get rid of somebody who is a tremendous thorn in their side economically, to unleash something on the world to get that achieved, well, they don't care. Yeah. They're in it for the long game. Yeah.
By the way, we need to mention then Eric is chiming in. Thank you, Eric, for the comments. He's chiming in about some of these online hardware places that sell, you know, tools and whatnot. They're reasonable. I'm not going to mention any names. But anyway, you got to take a look at their tools because a lot of it comes from China. And one of the companies, the online retailer, Alibaba, ever heard of them?
Yeah, absolutely.
They are owned by the Chinese Communist Party.
And they're the biggest. They make Amazon look like a Boy Scout in the size and of business that they do. The other thing to look out for is on social media. Whenever you see a deal that looks too close to too good to be true about name brand stuff, almost 100% of the time it's a knockoff from China. So don't buy them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, I'm talking to Frank Silvato, everybody, and, of course, the Underground USA podcast is where you can go to hear him. He also writes great articles there on the website that he's got over, well, website, Facebook page, Underground USA. Let's talk a little bit about Amazon, because Amazon is another company that's taking advantage of Jeff Bezos. He's made a lot of money during this pandemic. He's making more. He's used proprietary data obtained from third-party sellers to produce and sell their own products. Isn't that just ducky?
It's a page right out of the Chinese playbook.
Sure does.
Let's pirate this and make money on it ourselves.
And this is an American guy doing it.
When you look at Amazon or Google or Facebook or Twitter, they are ipso facto monopolies because they encompass so much. And if we had the intestinal fortitude to break up the Bell Corporation because they had too much power, it is time for the people in Congress to look at all of those entities and break up their monopolies. This information lock that Google and Facebook have is beyond ridiculous. And we've allowed them to infringe on free speech rights the way that they have so far. And I don't care if they're a private company or not.
And based on what we've seen so far, based on the obstruction by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and their crowd, based on how we're got in this situation, based on all the people that have been suffering, waiting for their PPP loan or their stimulus checks or whatnot, look no further than Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. And while I hate to throw politics into this, I have to state the facts. They are the problem. They've stopped all this. They've stalled on this. And if anybody votes for these people, they need to have their minds examined.
Throughout this event, we found out who is supportive of the American people and who's supportive of the power mongers in Washington, D.C. Vote accordingly.
Amen, brother. I'll talk to you Monday morning. Stay low.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty. That's Frank Silvato. And Frank Silvato, of course, he and I have been together for going on almost 20 years. One of my first guests on the radio. Brought him over here after I saw him on Bill O'Reilly's program. All righty. Well, if you're here in the Tampa Bay area, we got some bad weather coming in. Hunker down. Get ready. Some big old, big thunder boomers and a tornado warning up for three counties here. I'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our most striking observation to date is the powerful effect that solar light appears to have on killing the virus, both surfaces and in the air.
Can sunlight kill the coronavirus? At the White House Daily Briefing, William Bryan with the Department of Homeland Security at the podium with charts and graphics. He says new research shows how increased levels of sunlight, ultraviolet rays, and even humidity can cause the coronavirus to die off.
We've seen a similar effect with both temperature and humidity as well, where increasing the temperature and humidity, or both, is generally less favorable to the virus. We don't measure the virus as far as how long will it live on a surface. We have to measure the decay of the virus in terms of its half-life, because we don't know certain elements. We don't know how much a person expectorates when he spits, right, when he sneezes, whatever the case may be. We don't know how much a virus is in there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, I've been taking Balance of Nature. I've taken it before, took it for about 4 or 5 months. And I got off and decided to load up with a bunch of vitamins, but I'm back taking it again, and I'm glad I am, and I'll tell you why. In this time that we're currently living in, when immunity seems to be the big word, this is one of the things that will help you with your immunity. But also, nobody gets enough fruits and nobody gets enough vegetables. And that's exactly what these are. These are capsules, okay? And you get the fruits and you get the vegetables. And guess what? It's not all that unreasonable. And to find out more about it and the different products that they have, go to the website balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. And if you want to give them a call, you can do that too at 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Now, I've been feeling pretty doggone good after taking this stuff. My doctor yesterday, he looked at me and he says, your blood pressure is down again. What are you doing? And I told him what I was taking. He goes, oh, that's great. I showed him the bottles because I carry them with me, my little thing that he gave me, because I've got to carry a cream with me for my leg and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, he took a look at it. He was impressed. So guess what? Everybody's happy. All right. Let's talk some sports with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback. And before we get started, Patrick, I got to get this in here. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Hillsborough County, Pinellas County, Pasco County area, we are currently under a tornado warning. And there has been a report of water spouts, which are tornadoes on water, 20 nautical miles southwest of Indian Rocks Beach, moving east-northeast at 40 knots, which is 60 miles an hour coming across. And please be careful. Please pay attention to your weather radio or the weather channel if you're watching TV or whatever. Okay, now, Patrick, they had an NFL draft last night, and no surprise, Mr. LSU, the best quarterback in the country, in my humble opinion, got picked number one by the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, no surprise. Joe Burrow went there. Great, outstanding college career. Heisman Trophy winner. Hopefully they can keep him up right there in Cincinnati and get him some weapons to compete. It's going to be tough starting out. That's a tough division. They have a tough schedule. And we'll see what happens. Then the Washington Redskins, there was talk about them trading the pick, but they stunned tight there. They want Chase Young, great defensive end from Ohio State. He looks like he'll be able to contribute to them immediately. Then the Detroit Lions were talking about possibly trading the pick, but they stayed put. And they got Jeff Agudo from Ohio State cornerback. And then the Giants, very surprising, but I like the pick, Captain. They went with Andrew Thomas, offensive tackle from Georgia. This kid can play, man. He'll protect.
Wasn't he the guy that won the best lineman in the country?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
And then, you know, he's going to be able to help out, you know, Danny Dimes up there in New York, who's taking over for Eli.
Now,
quarterback for the whole year.
Now, just to change subjects for a second, because we have to, there was a tragedy yesterday. Apparently, the brother of Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott died at age 31.
Yeah, it was sad. You know, our heart goes out to them and to Dak, and hopefully, they'll get through this. You know, it's just tough times for them, to say the least.
Okay,
and then the Miami Dolphins came up next, and they wasn't sure if they were going to go with Justin Herbert or, you know, Tua, and they went with Tua. So we'll see what happens. And then right after the Chargers, after losing Phillip Rivers to free agency, took Justin Herbert, the quarterback from Oregon. Then the Carolina Panthers came up next, Captain, and Derek Brown, big defensive tackle from Auburn. Carolina's defense has been getting, you know, depleted. The guys are getting up there. So good pick by them. And the Arizona Cardinals, I think this was a great pick. Isaiah Simmons from Clemson, great organization, great coach, character guy. He does a lot. I mean, he moves around that field like a free safety, and he can play linebacker, Captain. That's anomaly. Then Jacksonville Jaguars, they stayed local and went to Florida kid, C.J. Henderson at cornerback. I didn't know about that one, Captain. I was thinking they need to get one of the best wide receivers to help out the rookie quarterback, Gardner Minshew, or whoever they're going to bring in there. Then the Cleveland Browns, our friend Joe Weaver, they're at Salem Communications. Great pick. Willis from Alabama. Great offensive tackle, Captain.
By the way, where's Cam Newton at these days?
Well, he's looking for a job, sir.
Okay, because I'm thinking with all of this that you still got Cam Newton sitting out there as a free agent.
And then Jameis Winston. We're going to see where they land after this draft is settled. Maybe next week we'll hear about those two. So it's going to be interesting. Good point, Captain. Now, this was the Jets took a little bit of a risk with this kid. Let's hope it pans out. He is a great offensive tackle. He backed him from Louisville, but he tested positive for, substance that he shouldn't have in the system.
Oh, wonderful.
Exactly so. But, boy, he's a heck of a ball player. We'll see what happens. And then John Gruden jumps up and takes Henry Ruggs, wide receiver from Alabama. So, that was a very, very good pick there by the Raiders. Now they have somebody to catch the ball out there. So that was good. That was very good. Then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they moved up from 14 to 13, which I don't understand, Captain. Maybe somebody else can explain it to me. I don't know why they did that.
Well, let me guess. They did it because there was an offensive lineman they wanted.
Well, that's it, Captain. But San Francisco wasn't going to take an offensive lineman there. So why are you switching picks with them? And they wouldn't have done it if they wanted the kid that bad. I don't get the move. Maybe I'm missing something. I'll go further into it or hopefully get some more research. But I love the pick. I'll tell you that right now. But I think they could have got him at 14 and not given up a fourth-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. But Tristan Wirfs, he was the best in the draft at that position. So very interesting. Then San Francisco came up and got Kinlaw, defensive tackle from South Carolina. He's a very good ball player. So we're going to see how he does. And then this kid, they thought he was going to go in the top 10. Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver from Alabama. That's where I thought Jacksonville was going to take him, Captain, but they didn't. Now Denver did. John Elway obviously saw something in him, and I'll trust John Elway's eyes. Then the Atlanta Falcons, up there with some of our friends up there, A.J. Terrell, cornerback from Clemson, not too far from Atlanta. And he's a good one. Then, speaking about the Cowboys again, this just, you know, made Jerry Jones very happy because he got C.D. Lamb, wide receiver from Oklahoma. So that was a nice pickup for the Cowboys to get. And then the Dolphins, by trading last year from the Pittsburgh Steelers, they picked up Austin Jackson, offensive tackle. Obviously, they had to get somebody to protect Tua, okay, from getting sacked all the time. So we will see how that young man pans out from USC.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Raiders came up again because of a trade they made with the Bears last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when they gave away Kamil Mack, the middle linebacker, Captain. And, you know, Damon Arnett, cornerback from Ohio State. Then the Jaguars came up again and got the outside linebacker from LSU. And he's a good ball player. I'm going to see how he pans out. A little early, I thought, Captain, but we'll see what happens. Then out of the blue, the Philadelphia Eagles took this guy, Jalen Reagor, wide receiver.
Well, we got about a minute left, so tell everybody what it is you do. I know you're in the insurance business. Give them your phone number and all that good stuff.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Last but not least, Kansas City Chiefs had the last pick of the draft. They picked up the running back from LSU. Great guy. Now, I'm Patrick Howland, guys. I talk sports with the Captain on Mondays and Fridays. I do the Sports Zone on Sundays from 11-12. Please catch us on this great station. And if you need any help, need another set of eyes to look over your insurance papers, please give me a call, 813-966-1052. We can do everything via the phone and the computer right now. And then when this virus ends, we can definitely come together and have a cup of coffee somewhere and see how I can help you out. Like I've helped out Captain and hundreds of people here in the Tampa Bay area and also veterans with their benefits.
And go to your Facebook page and like the Facebook page and follow you over there too, the Sports Zone.
There you go. Check us out on the Sports Zone on the Facebook. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So Captain, thank you. God bless. Have a great weekend. And I'll talk to you Monday.
Stay low. All right, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, turned sports quarterback Mondays and Fridays. And, again, if you're in the Hillsborough or Pasco or Pinellas County areas, we are under a tornado warning. There is some severe weather coming through right now here where my flagship station's at, AM 860, The Answer. So please be careful out there in the highways and byways. There's some very high winds that are moving along, too, with this. So just keep your eyes and ears to the grind. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and now it's time for the beach and boating forecast on a pretty windy morning right now. And I'll tell you what, we've got a tornado warning in parts of Pinellas and Pasco and Hillsborough County till 6:15. A severe thunderstorm warning is in for the entire area, and a tornado watch for the day for most of the counties and inland counties as well. You'll hear more about that with the news with Roger P. Shulman at 6 o'clock at my local station here, my flagship station. But today, Friday, Gusty showers, thunderstorms, not a great day to be out on the water because the winds start out at the southwest anywhere from 15 to 35 miles an hour with gusts, and there may be some gusts higher than that as we do have this big wind front coming through right now, moving from pretty much Oldsmar due east with some gusts in there up to about 40 miles an hour, it looks like. And seas today, 3 to 5 foot, maybe some higher gusts. Choppy is the understatement of the year. How about rough? The Gulf water temperature is currently 81. The Bay water temperature 79. We had our high tide at 4:13 a.m. Our low tide's coming at 8:48 a.m. It'll be a mostly cloudy day. There'll be thunder and lightning through most of the day, thunderstorms most of the day, chance of precipitation until daylight around 60%. And then during the day, chance of precipitation looks like as if it's going to be somewhere around 80% during the day. And then tonight, it'll cut down a little bit, but it'll still be 70 to 80% Friday night. So lots of rain today, so it's going to be a windy day, brisk day, thunderstorms throughout the day. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on the water and being outdoors, and the Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. You can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time out on the water with your friends and family and sun sanitize too. Now, if you had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, or maybe you were going to take a trip across country or whatnot, why not take that money and invest it from the canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy the beautiful waterways all year long? Now, Freedom Boat Club in Tampa Bay has 500 boats and 30 locations. And they are part of a 213 location franchise setup across the country. Somewhere within the sound of my voice is a Freedom Boat Club on a radio station right now. And if you don't know it's there, look them up in the phone book, because I'm telling you, it's one of the great, great, great luxuries that you'll be able to have without owning a boat. Now, the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make a reservation, fill your cooler, load your gear, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too, or you're wherever you're at. Now, reciprocity, you betcha. You join the Freedom Boat Club down here, you can go anywhere up there or out there. And I keep referring to Lake Mead over there by Las Vegas and Boulder Dam. Yep, there's a Freedom Boat Club right there. So for you folks listening to me in Las Vegas, truck on over to Lake Mead, and guess what? You're going to find a Freedom Boat Club right there. Now, also, you can call the Freedom Boat Club at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, from anywhere in the country. And if you join right now, you'll get the first month free. Your first month membership is free, and you'll get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Now, that's the Freedom Boat Club, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Website is freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Join them right now. Sun sanitize and feel better about things in general. Nothing like getting out on the water. Tell you that right now. Nothing like getting out on the water. And if you want to feed the fish, so be it. If you just want to float, that's fine too. I've done that a few times. Just go out there and just turn the boat off and float around and watch the cruise ships coming back and forth and the tankers going by and whatnot. Pretty neat. Dolphins come by. By the way, sometimes when you're out there by yourself, all of a sudden you might be surprised when one comes swimming right by you. I had a whale shark come by me one day. Holy smokes. It was like, are you kidding me? But anyway, they're out there too. Yep. So, it's been an interesting day, and I'm going to play Governor Ron DeSantis for everybody to hear, because he and Sean Hannity had a real interesting conversation the other night, and I swear, folks, we've got the best governor in the country. He's had it all together during all of this down here. He's had his organization, because we are the leaders. Everybody comes to Florida to learn about our disaster preparedness. And that you can thank Jeb Bush for. Because when we had those hurricanes, right after I got down here from September 11th, and became part of the CERT structure down here, CERT teams down here. We had those horrible hurricanes, Hurricane Charlie, the worst one down there, Punta Gorda, killed a bunch of people. And we got better. Every time it happened, we got better and better and better to where we're the leaders in the country. But here's our governor talking with Sean Hannity. Listen to this.
And by the way, the villages, I've been there. That is America's friendliest hometown. They do a lot of drinking. They go to a lot of concerts. They watch movies. They eat dinner. They play golf, tennis, pickleball thing, whatever you call that sport that I don't even know anything about. And thankfully, but you, it seems like you went right at the most vulnerable population, and that's where you put your biggest efforts, and it's paid off. One other thing that I noticed that you were saying, and I hope maybe we can learn something from this, is that you're telling people, go outside and get some sun. Don't hide in your house. That was interesting to me. And you did open up beaches,
well, Sean,
not to lay on, but to walk on.
Well, exactly. And so, you know, people would play golf with social distancing. They would fish, go on boat. Now, they're not having big parties. They are maintaining social distance. But I think that that's healthy. And to just sit inside for 2 months eating Cheetos and stuff and watching Netflix, that's not great. So I think we respected people. I think they did it the right way. And I think it's paid off. These draconian orders, I don't think, have worked throughout the country.
Okay, that's our Governor Ron DeSantis. He's absolutely right. And, you know, sitting around at home doing nothing, go outside. I mean, some of my neighbors where I live, they're reluctant to, you know, even come out of their driveways. I mean, it's unbelievable, and I don't know what the heck they're afraid of. Because, again, the warmer it gets, the sooner the virus goes away. We heard that yesterday. And, of course, the mainstream media, some of those fake news alphabet soup networks were trying to say, oh, that's not true. People say it's not true. It is true. I've been telling you that since day one. You know where I learned that? As a basic EMT. That's where I learned that. About 30 years ago. When it came to germs, and it came to transmission, and it came to things like a virus, but not a pandemic. But anyway, it is what it is. And even Eric will tell you, my buddy Eric, that that's part of what we learn. And we trained and trained and trained and trained and trained for all types of biotech and pandemics and this, that, and the other. And we had the gear, we had everything that we had there. And for somebody to say, well, we didn't have anything, we weren't ready, all they're telling me is that they forgot what their training was all about. Because we had it. They had it down here. All right. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, check them out. DOMENICK_S, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All the blind shades and shutters they sell are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. You can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck. That's going to be Kevin. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you, and that might get you some of that personal, private pastry stock in the back room that they hide. But I didn't tell you that. Don't tell them I told you that. All right, today, I don't know what's going to happen. They've got a reopen Florida rally scheduled for 3 o'clock over at Fox 13. Weather is not going to be all that good by the looks of things here. And we're going to have a lot of bad weather all day long, thunderstorms on and off. And there is a tornado watch all day for the region till about 11 a.m., it looks like. And that's not all day, but we've got a some real severe weather coming through the area right now. Please be careful. Please be safe. And if you got any doubts about whether or not you can move around, just pull over and let the storm go by if you can. All right, I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition. It's been a great week. For those of you that have to leave us, we'll see you Monday. The rest of you, we'll see you tonight. God bless America. Stay safe.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.